Homeland is considered one of television's best dramas. It's collected a shelf full of awards for the cable channel Showtime. Homeland has a complex storyline about a CIA agent who's chasing a war hero turned terrorist. The season finale airs Sunday, and as TV critic Eric Deggans watches, he'll keep his eye out for what he sees as a flaw in a lot of shows, the hero who's always being doubted.
Carrie Matheson might be the world's most dysfunctional CIA agent.
I have never been so sure and so wrong. And it's that fact that I still can't get my head around.
Carrie is a bipolar, impulsive livewire. But it turns out she was right when she insisted an American war hero had become a terrorist agent. In fact, she was the only one who got it right. So why does everyone on this show still doubt her?
Okay, so who was responsible for directing the actual search?
Carrie, excuse me, please. What are you doing?
I want to talk to the people who cleared the tunnel.
Talk to them?
To ask them a few questions.
Like what? If they're working for the other side? They are all ex-military.
So?
So you do not want to be questioning their loyalty on a hunch.
That moment, when Carrie searches for a terrorist mastermind, recalls something TV producers have used for decades. I call it persistent disbelief syndrome. It's a handy device for adding tension to a scene. No matter how many times these heroes solve problems no one else can, other characters must act as if they're outrageous and totally illogical. Until, of course, they're right. It makes the hero look more heroic. On Homeland, Carrie fights the terrorists and she's fighting knuckleheads at the CIA, all men, by the way, who remain stubbornly skeptical. Or consider CBS's update of the Sherlock Holmes story, Elementary. Holmes is a recovering drug addict with a trust fund who helps New York police solve crimes.
Yesterday, you gave us Edgar Knowles on a silver platter. Now, you're telling me he did every bomb except for the one from 2 days ago?
As I said before, that bomb was built using potassium chlorate.
Yeah, and Knowles only used ones with cow manure. I heard you.
Here's the thing about persistent disbelief syndrome. After you see it on one TV show, you realize it's everywhere. Like USA Network's Psych, which features a super observant goofball who pretends to be a psychic and helps police.
Just thought you might want to know that this thing here, not a suicide.
Great. Thanks for that, really. And thanks also for bringing a snack to the crime scene.
Or Holmesian detective Bobby Gorin on Law & Order Criminal Intent.
So Parker grabbed his brother under the arms, dragged him away from the pinball machine, where he killed him.
I beg your pardon. Twin number one killed twin number two.
TV is too good right now to get away with this stuff. In the era of excellent series like Mad Men and Homeland, why do producers turn time and again to the simple crutch of persistent disbelief syndrome? In my own TV watching world, Breaking Bad's writers pulled me into rooting for a high school teacher turned murdering meth dealer. How wild is that? Surely the minds who pull that off can build tension in a crime drama without a cheap trick like PDS.
Eric Deggans is a TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times.